We say la'ilam la'nevaish. We shouldn't be ashamed. And Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz and Ziyarat Vash was 1 second. What would you be ashamed of? You'd be ashamed of people. Why on earth would we ever be ashamed of a human being? What's a human being already? Human being, someone whose life is transient. Human beings will make mistakes. Human beings are going to end up in the grave. Why would you ever be ashamed of a human being? When we say la'ilam la'nevaish, we're not talking about being afraid of another person. There's nothing to be afraid of. That would be ridiculous. Rather, we shouldn't be ashamed of Hashem. We shouldn't be embarrassed in front of Hashem. We shouldn't be ashamed when we go up to Shamayim, where the Melachei Hashareis call out in front of Hashem, Suru Tomei Al Tigu Boy. Oyvei to this person who's come up to Shamayim and rebelled against Hashem. The shame that we're talking about is a shame. We shouldn't feel this eternal burning, which is essentially what Gehenna is, according to the Kabbalistic Sforim. The burning of Gehenna is the eternal shame that we'd feel. We shouldn't be ashamed when we get up to Shamayim and feel this burning sensation of embarrassment in front of Hashem. That's the tachlis busha ochlima. That is the ultimate pain, the ultimate burning pain of shame. How do we get away from that? How do we avoid that? Real betachin in Hashem. Trusting in Hashem. That's the base tefillah says the same thing. Lenel b'ksufa dalmad asi. We shouldn't feel the shame in Olam Haba. The way to avoid the shame in Olam Haba is to develop our relationship with Hashem in this world, our total sense of dependence on Him. If we go up to Olam Haba, stand in the world to come as a human being, as a Jew, who had developed this sense of awareness of and dependence of, dependence on Hashem in this world, what's to be afraid of in the world to come? There's nothing to be ashamed of. I was attached to the ultimate reality. I didn't believe in the falsehoods of man. I didn't trust in human beings who are fickle. I didn't place my bitachon in bas of Adam, in flesh and blood. I have a simcha alkeinu in my hem la'ilam v'loi nevesh kivacha batachna. We'll be grouped with the tzaddikim and the chassidim. A simcha alkeinu in my hem. We won't be ashamed kivacha batachna. We were attached to the source of life already here. And therefore, of course, we wouldn't be ashamed. There are svarim that say, la'ilam la'nevesh, is that we should be perceived by the Shekhinah, by Hashem, as being true Avdei Hashem. The Shekhinah should feel no shame. Yismach Yisrael, it's a Shleiz Bayish. But it's the same thing. It's the same thing. If we're attached to the source of life in this world, we will feel no shame when we get to Olam Haba. And ultimately, that's what Gehenna is. So when we think about this, we say this tefillah, we're working on our bitachon. We really are, and that's something which is fundamental to our tefillahs, which we attach to the source of life, to the deep, who has the ability to deliver, not to any form of falsehood.